Wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and thank God for this wonderful fellowship. And yes, it's a bit strange Lawrence not being on here, but he is having a great time so far in India, and he is learning but also giving of so much. I know God is gonna speak so many wonderful things through him to encourage the people he meets, and it's just really great because when he comes home, we get to receive all that wisdom, all that encouragement, all those testimonies from him. So it's great, really, really great. As you were sharing there, Carmorton, you mentioned about a daily decision, and this has been strong on my heart this week about a daily decision with God, because every day we have the decision on what we're going to choose to do. And are we going to choose to live by our flesh or to live by the circumstances? Or are we going to choose to live unto God and do the things God is putting in our heart to do, trusting in Him with all of our heart and not leaning on our own understanding? And trusting in God with all our heart and not leaning on our own understanding is definitely a practice. It's a daily practice, it's a daily decision to go to God with everything you shared on this van, to go to God, to rely on Him for everything, to give Him everything. And to let him lead our path, to let him direct our steps, and to let him speak to our heart. And the more we trust God each day, the more we endeavor to just walk by that spirit and be led of the spirit, God will speak to us. He will encourage us, and he will give us exactly what we need every single day. And then what will happen is then we are able to give out of that. We're able to be the great encourager. We're able to walk with great wisdom, great clarity, great understanding, so that others around us are blessed and inspired by our lives and really want to hunger and thirst after the things that God is living through us. Because each and every one of us are a witness, each and every one of us are a great example, and each and every one of us on this fellowship are walking with God, are living our lives unto God, and we are walking the way God desires us to walk. And yes, we can all, that can be perfected more and more. But again, like Van said, it's not that we try and perfect anything. Like, we don't have to try and make ourselves perfect. We don't have to try and change the old man. We don't have to try and do anything because God is already doing it in us. We just have to turn our hearts to Him. We just have to seek first Him in His kingdom and let everything be added to us, and not do things because we're condemning ourselves or because we feel like we have to. But everything with God should be joyful. Like, we want to speak in tongues. We want to honor Him with our first fruits. We want to fellowship. We want to speak of the goodness of God. We want to desire to reconcile men and women back to Him. Why? Because it's so joyful. It's fun. It's the best life to be living with God. And so this week, my sister Jade, she's the mum of Kiki, Dre, Jada, and Elijah, who me and Danny have very often. And she is currently in Jamaica, and she was due to return home on Tuesday. But my sister, being my sister, she missed her flight. And so that meant that she was unable to get on her flight home, which delayed her being able to come home on time. And so the next flight out of Jamaica is either on Sunday, this Sunday coming, or on the 10th, and I think the next one is on the 14th. Now, my family were freaking out. My mom, my sisters were in a bit of a panic, really uncertain about like how she was going to get home, where she was going to get the money from. She didn't have any internet, all these worries and concerns. And when Jade, that's my sister's name, spoke to me about this, I just lifted it to God and I said, God, you have to make a way. Like, we are just human. Like, we can only go so far. We can only do so much. But you're Jehovah, and you are the creators of the heavens and the universe. And this is not too small for you. Like, this is easy. This is an easy fix for you. And for me, obviously, I have a job and Danny has a job. And having the children, that has to be planned to fit around our work. Things have to be put in place and with their school and everything. But again, I just didn't have any concern. I reassured my mom. I said, "Mom, don't let it worry you. Like, Jade would be living her best life in Jamaica. She's happy. She was in no rush to come home because she would have made her flight. So, like, you don't concern yourself. You just don't worry about it. And she'll be on the next available flight home. And it will be very minimum charge, because when we were ringing the airline was saying that she would have to pay for a full flight, her insurance would have to cover it, and all of these things. And so anyway, I didn't take the burden on. Normally, I'm the one who tries to fix everything. I'm the one who will put myself forward to try and help. But I just didn't feel inspired. I was just like, no, she's going to have to try and figure it out. I've lifted it to God, and I believe God's going to work in her and in this situation somehow. So that's it. And my mum's like, but what's she going to do? I said, she'll figure it out. Well, anyway, my older sister, she spoke with Jade, and they managed to speak to the airline, and the airline has managed to get her a flight home on Sunday, so she'll arrive back in the UK on Sunday. And you know, this was great learning for me. This was great, a great testimony to God, that really we trust him with our whole heart and not lean on our own understanding. There was every opportunity to panic, to worry, to be stressed, but that didn't even happen, because our life is in God's hands. You know, God is the one who is leading our every step, and he cares about us. And he cares about the things that we do and the things that impact us. So like with the children, they want to see their mom. It could have impacted them and all of these things. But it's just been great. Like, there's been a lot of wisdom. There's been a lot of clarity. And then God went exceedingly abundantly above by getting her on the next flight for basically no charge. There was a small charge, but it was really, really small amount. And so this was great learning again, that we trust God, like we put our faith in him. Even if people around us don't have faith or don't believe what you're saying or think that you're crazy, like my mom, she thinks sometimes that I live in a bit of a bubble, and that's fine. I don't mind that, because every time I declare something out of my mouth that God will do and God does it, this is a witness to my mom and my sisters. So then my mom today was like, wow, Amber, like, I really see that we don't need to panic in these situations. Like, I'm really learning that we don't have to concern ourselves too much. Because my mum's a worrier, and that's her youngest daughter. And she's stuck in a country on her own. Her friends already come home. And so as a mum, there's going to be worry there. But like I say to my mum, and like I'll say to all of you, whatever is going on in your life, whatever situation you are faced with, whatever circumstances, like, God has you in the palm of his hand. God's word is final authority. We just have to believe it and declare it. And each day we have to keep ourselves hot and on fire and inspired. So when these situations arise, that we're ready, that we're ready. Just like David, he was ready to conquer Goliath, because he knew his God was with him. He had no fear of the dirty Philistine, right? He had no worry. He was like, I'm going to conquer him. And everyone laughed at him. And sometimes we can feel that people are laughing at us, or people think we're weird, or people think we're strange, because we're speaking the impossible into the open. But to us, we know that there's nothing impossible with our God. So to us, it's real life and living. It's reality that God will move heaven and earth to make way for us to be conquerors, to triumph, to be blessed, for everything to work in our good. And so, again, like, my sister's good. She's there, and the children are really happy. They're very excited. They get to spend a few more nights, and everything worked out as it should. So this week and the end of last week, you're speaking about the speaking in tongues van. And I feel like I'm on in this incredible journey with God in regards to speaking in tongues. Like, the more I'm going to God, the more he's given me a deeper, deeper revelation on this matter and the importance of it and why we're doing it and why God loves us to do it and why we should love to want to speak in tongues and why it's a natural part of our spiritual walk to speak in tongues and speak in tongues much. And I was in work on Monday, and I was just doing, I always listen to a sharing and speak in tongues and just have really great time with God when I'm at work. I'm really thankful for my job for that. And God was just showing me, I just started to really imagine within my heart and mind about charging my phone, or for some reason a torch, like a flashlight, was coming to my mind. And I kept coming to my heart and mind, like a flashlight, it needs to be charged. The battery within that flashlight needs to be charged. And the flashlight, it's really bright and you can see in the dark with this light, and it will help you to see. But if you don't charge it, it will go dim, and then there'll be no light eventually because the battery isn't charged. And God started to show me more in depth about speaking in tongues. Like, the more we speak in tongues, the more we are charging our inner man, the more we are charging that spirit within us, so that we're ready to discern, that we're ready to have, we're full of wisdom, that we're interacting with our Heavenly Father, things that we don't know. Like, we don't know what we're saying when we're speaking in tongues. We don't know what things God is hearing when we're speaking in tongues. We don't know what we're praying. Most of the time, we don't even feel anything when we speak in tongues. But we know, like I know, that we're being spiritually charged. We're being spiritually prepared for anything that may pop up, for anything that we need to do, or the discernment, or the wisdom, or the healing, or whatever else, you know, like those nine manifestations that God has given us, that is charging us ready to operate in those, so that we're ready. Lawrence shared on Sunday in the leaders meeting about ready, being ready at all times, you know, like he was ready to take that flight to India, no matter of the circumstances, no matter what was going on, he was ready. And so when we're speaking in tongues much, all the other elements are very important also. But for me, I feel like God's taken me on such a incredible journey in regards to speaking in tongues. He is making this so real to me. And I absolutely love speaking in tongues, like all of you probably do. I get much more benefit out of speaking in tongues than what I do with praying with my understanding. Because most of the times I get stuck on words, I get stuck on what to pray. Sometimes my prayers can just become a lot about me. And I'm like, God, I don't want to pray like that. So then he's like, well, just speak in tongues. So then the more we speak in tongues, the more he gives us revelation, wisdom, understanding, joy, excitement, and healing. Like, it quickens our mortal body, right? It quickens us, makes us alive to be energized for everything in our day. And then God goes before us in that day. He protects us from things that may come up in that day, and he gives us the wisdom on how to deal with certain situations in that day. So speaking in tongues is incredibly powerful. Like Danny shared the other day, you can't manufacture it. You know, it's a part of your natural ability to speak in tongues. It's an unknown language, and it's a language only God knows. And he is hearing us when we speak in tongues, and he's loving it when we speak in tongues. And we will feel great. And it's not about feelings, because 90% of the time that I speak in tongues, I don't feel anything in that moment. But I do know that every day I'm happy, I'm joyful, I'm excited. I feel really good. I feel ready for my day. I feel ready for anything that's going to happen, or what may come up, or situations that may arise that's out of my control. Like with my sister, like, the speaking in tongues really helps to have that inner peace, to have that inner knowing that everything's going to be okay. Like, everything is good. Like, God really does have everything in the palm of his hand. Like, God's taking care of everything. And he's taken a care of every one of your needs, every one of your wants, every one of your desires. God is taking care of it. He has fully equipped you with great power and authority to speak out of your mouth the things pertaining unto life and godliness. He's given you the words that will change the atoms, the molecules, the particles, the atmosphere, and the frequency in which you're walking in. Everything will work together for you, because you are highly favored. You are handpicked and chosen by the creators of the heavens and the universe. You're not on here by mistake. You're not living your life unto God by mistake. is not just a coincidence. It's because you're hungry, because you're desiring, because you know that living with God is the only way, is the best way. So when he instructs us to do something like speaking in tongues, when we do it with our whole heart and we don't try and lean on our understanding or try to figure things out, but we just do it because we know is what God wants us to do, then we get the maximum benefits, the maximum peace, the maximum clarity, the maximum prosperity, the maximum health. Like, we are just really ready to go all the time. So it's just been a great week, and it's going to be an even better week next week. And it's every single day is a great day, because it's the day that Jehovah has made. And he says that we can and should rejoice and be glad in every single day, no matter what. And so, yeah, on the outskirts, there's loads of things going on in the world. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I don't need to look at that. Why do I need to look at that? Because the more that we look to God, the more we seek first God and his kingdom, the more we know everything is going to be okay. Jesus Christ went unto the Father so that we can be here in his stead, operating the way that he operated and moving in the ultimate power and authority of Jehovah God. So, yeah, you're a blessed people. You're a holy people, righteous. And so am I. And together we're a unity. Together we're a family. Together we're moving and we're kicking the devil's ass every single day. Because he literally has no authority over any one of us. And he only has authority when we give it. And the way we give it is through our words or through what we may say or the fear that may overcome us. But again, God's not giving you a spirit of fear. You have great power, great love, and a sound mind. So rise up out of your bed tomorrow, speak in tongues much, confess unto wholeness, say what God says about your life, your situation, say it with passion, say it with heart, you know, and really just be full of faith. And when I say full of faith, I don't mean that in a way that's like arrogant or condemning, like just be full of faith. No, but the more you speak in tongues, the more you'll naturally be full of faith. The more you really confess unto wholeness, you'll be naturally full of faith. You will be so inspired that you know every mountain in your life will move, and it will move through you saying move, and it will just go. Sickness leave, blindness be, eyes be open, deaf ears are open, people in captivity are being set free, prison doors are breaking down. Unity is happening. Peace is happening. World leaders are coming to a halt and unable to do the destructive things that they're doing, you know. And it starts with our words and our declarations, us speaking in tongues and us being blessed in all that we do, being that witness, being that example, knowing that each and every one of us are a child of the Most High God. So these were the things in my heart to share. God bless you all, and I'm going to pass you on to Danny.
Wonderful, wonderful. Really on fire. You really are a great